Grant from the Alaska Association of Historical Places brings Eldred Rock Lighthouse one step closer to becoming a landmark that the public can visit. And a Haynes photographer will be featured in a traveling exhibit showing at museums across Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Alaska's oldest lighthouse is one step closer to being open to the public. The Eldred Rock Lighthouse Preservation Association secured a necessary grant on their request to lease the remote island property just south of Haynes. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Anyone who sets foot on Eldred Rock right now is technically trespassing on federal property. But Sue York and the Haynes-based Eldred Rock Lighthouse Preservation Association are working to change that.
This lease is within striking distance for 2020, just sort of the first step in rehabilitation of a lighthouse.
York is the executive director of the group. The $1,500 grant they were awarded this month is a watershed moment in their mission to open the historical site to the public. It isn't easy to lease property with historic derelict buildings on it from the Coast Guard, but the money from Anchorage-based nonprofit Alaska Association of Historical Places will pay for a historic structures report. That's a prerequisite to the lease that York hopes to sign before the end of the year.
It's basically a report from an architect that goes room by room, building by building, and says what needs repair. And it's all based on standards for historic properties.
Eldred Rock Lighthouse is the only remaining octagonal lighthouse in the state. For the last 2 years, it's been named among Alaska's top 10 most endangered historic places. Alaska Association of Historic Places president Trish Neal says restoring the building is a worthy cause.
If we don't preserve what we have now from years ago, we're not going to have this for future. The purpose of the list is to bring public awareness to Alaska's architectural and cultural treasures that are being threatened.
The Eldred Rock Lighthouse Association in Haynes wants the site in good enough condition that the Coast Guard could eventually give it to them to operate. There's precedent for that. But the Coast Guard can't turn it over until they fix hazardous conditions like crumbling buildings, lead paint, and asbestos on the site. York says that process could take years. She used to work for the Coast Guard and says they would be remiss in prioritizing a historic building above their mission to ensure maritime safety.
Eventually, after rehabilitating and establishing a safe environment for visitors on the island, our goal is to really set up a museum, share it with the public.
So the historic structures report is the first small step. And though it may not be open to visitors for a while, the Eldred Rock Light stays on each night in the Lynn Canal. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Claire Strempel.
An image captured by a Haynes man has been selected for a traveling exhibit that showcases the work of Alaska's photographers. John Hagen's photo is one of 38 photographs selected for the Alaska Positive series. This year marks the 49th anniversary of the biennial exhibit for photographers of the 49th state. Hagen says it's a pretty big deal for the photography community.
Your photography gets a tour Alaska, and it's put on by the State of Alaska Museum. It's kind of almost a census of the state of photography as an art form in Alaska.
Hagen's work will be included in the exhibit with photos taken by 26 other Alaskans. The images were selected by David Michael Kennedy, a famous photographer whose work can be found in the National Portrait Gallery. Hagen says he became a fan of Kennedy's work while studying in New Mexico.
As a student, I was a gallery bum, and I'd go see what kind of work was out on a regular basis, and his stuff was pretty spectacular to see in person. It's really exciting to have one of your pieces picked for a show by a juror whose work you really admire.
Earlier this year, Hagen took a photography trip to Bristol Bay with the help of an award from the Rasmussen Foundation. He wanted to create photos of the place where his family and ancestors are from. His photo, The Sound of Wind and Grass, came from that trip and will be displayed in the Alaska Positive exhibit.
The piece shows a old house in the background with blowing grass in the foreground, I was able to sum up what it was like to be in that part of Bristol Bay in a single photograph. It's the place is so quiet. It sounds silly to say it's a lot more quiet than the booming metropolis of Haines with all the sound, but all you hear is the sound of wind and grass.
Alaska Positive opens at the Alaska State Museum on December 6th. The exhibition will travel to museums in Sitka, Fairbanks, Haines, Cordova, Valdez, and Ketchikan over the next 2 years. To see Hagen's photo, The Sound of Wind and Grass, visit khns.org. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is expecting another underwhelming year for pink salmon in Southeast. According to a preseason forecast released on Wednesday, the estimated 2020 harvest is around 12 million fish, far below the 10-year average of 35 million. Since 2006, more pink salmon have been returning to Southeast waters in odd-numbered years than in even-numbered years, for the most part. But the 2020 forecast still falls below the recent even-year average, which is about 20 million fish. Andy Piston of Fish and Game says it's hard to determine the exact cause of the decline. Warming ocean temperatures caused by climate change could be a factor, both in terms of fish mortality and in changing migration routes. Piston says the recent drought years haven't helped either.
We haven't had any huge die-offs, but we've had a lot of situations where fish are having to hold for extended periods of time. We've had extremely low waters and a lot of spawning grounds, which adds stress to the fish. They have to mill about in warmer waters for longer periods of time.
He adds that this forecast is in line with a general downward trend in pink harvests in recent years, following a record-setting catch in 2013. The forecast specifically cites low escapement rates since 2012 in the northern Southeast Inside subregion. The final number for the 2019 pink salmon harvest throughout Southeast is expected to come in at just over 21 million fish. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. Thank you.